ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense, to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News. A baseball announcer apologizing for seemingly slipping up on the air.
Oakland Athletics TV announcer Glenn Kuiper using a racial slur on air during a pregame segment before last night's game at Kansas City. During that telecast on NBC Sports California, Kuiper later apologizing, saying his remark, quote, didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, unquote. An A's statement calling Kuiper's language unacceptable. Kuiper is in his 20th year as an A's play-by-play voice. Joey Waller, ABC News.
About a week after the New York City Transit Authority announced it would stop publishing commuter alerts to Twitter, the notices are back on the platform. Transit officials announced that they'd stop publishing the alerts when Twitter said it would have to start charging for some of the services required to provide them. Well, then in an about-face, Twitter said it would restore free access to government services. So the notices are back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Khalil Perry. The now 15-year-old is accused of carjacking, robbing, and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman as she dropped off library books in November of 2021 in Waukesha. Perry is being charged as an adult for first-degree sexual assault with a dangerous weapon, armed robbery, kidnapping, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Wisconsin adults considered of prime working age are either working or looking for work at a rate that's among the best in the country. That's according to a new report from the University of Wisconsin Extension. Prime working age adults include those from 25 to 54 years old. In 2021, Wisconsin had the fifth highest labor force participation rate for women and the ninth highest for men. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities.
Forecast,
clearly
scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows around 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. 66. Cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms Monday. With highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday.
For Civic Media.
Hey, that was a good job.
Right now, it's 56.
ABC News, I'm Darian Alden. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The leaders of the Democratic Party and said, look, I had my run. We had a good administration. Let's install the next Democratic leader.
But he's not doing that. And Queen Camilla, a Chicago police officer shot and killed in line of duty on the city's south side.
I think the parties have become headless wonders. I don't think the parties any longer can perform leadership roles. They're just along for the ride.
When you were out of the country,
says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire, found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby since Scratch Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden
Ronald Reagan,
will give
when he
the
first
commencement
ran,
address
was 69,
at Howard University
and we said
in the
he
Air
was
Force
old.
Academy.
Oh, yeah, and he was the oldest guy.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
His administration so far
for
has done some good
news,
things.
I'm Terry
things.
And here's
so
what you need
to
know.
Give credit to the president.
Now we wait to hear from a Madison judge about
do,
the future of the legal
the
case to overturn Wisconsin's
old,
abortion ban. There was a hearing yesterday on a motion
serious,
to have the suit
they're
dismissed.
Definitely in that
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Calls says abortion needs to be legal
him,
here
but,
again.
But the
to
fact
protect
is
the safety
that,
and the health
the
of women in Wisconsin,
this guy,
also to make sure that
same
our medical professionals
the
are able to act and they need to protect
determined
the
that 18% of the people who said they would vote for him also believed that he was a criminal.
New study shows drinking went up
so
in Wisconsin
of the
during the coronavirus pandemic.
Trump
the highest increase happened in the first
cohort,
few months for people between 21 and 40. University of Wisconsin researchers blame stress
Sandy,
and anxiety.
You
in sports, the Bucks are in the market for a
you
new head coach.
Trump,
they fired Mike
right?
Budenholzer yeah. yesterday.
We've,
the Brewers are in San Francisco
years.
Tonight.
So
I'm Terry Bell, and this is
well, there is a difference. I mean, Donald Trump set a low bar.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News and Darius
Alvarez.
He
was asked over the weekend. The video you saw was a deposition that was taken somewhere. Right, but they asked you to find that you doubled down on them.
Yeah.
About whether or not celebrities can grab women by
the Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
Yeah. And his response was the same.
Well, yeah, he said that's the way it is. That's the way it was.
Because I could, I did. It was perfectly okay. Well, it turns out it wasn't perfectly okay because there's been all these litigations recently in which what might have been a practice was has in turn cost people their jobs, lots of money. I mean, Hollywood is and Washington and the corporate world are filled now with litigation that relates to conduct that dates back to that period.
But Sandy, do you want a man with that? This is ABC News. Mentality.
Here's your updated forecast.
To be
scattered thunderstorm likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies.
That should have
lows
some bearing.
East winds 5 to 10 miles
well,
an
you
hour.
Would think.
Chance
I mean,
for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow.
You can
66.
Count on
cloudy. Overcast tomorrow
you know,
night.
You
chance
and I
for
have
scattered
lots.
Storms.
Well,
lows in winds about 49.
I can't believe
chance
that
for
women.
Scattered storms Monday with highs in the upper 50s.
I remember when that first happened.
And highs
and it was first came up. I said, well, there's no way he can win because there's no
now,
way women ABC
News. I'm Daria Alden.
For a man
a
who says it's okay
rain,
to grab him by the
crotch.
Well, you know, Donald,
and that's what they want.
The Donald Trump, you know, the problem is
the
that
hymns and
shameful
the
conduct
songs,
typically is
was,
viewed badly when people
it
are ashamed of it.
Fabulous.
You know, they keep it a
couldn't
secret.
Ask right. Anything better.
Donald
Julie
Trump
Newman
has always been open and notorious about his what could, for other people, be shameful conduct. He's not ashamed. And I think the lesson here to some extent is it's sort of like Edsel Ford said, you know, never complain, never explain. And Donald Trump has sort of followed that process of just saying, look, it's who I am. I'm a celebrity. I'm entitled. And people tend to allow that.
Where
she died. Based on
the favorite going into
so
today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched.
Like
Forte
that.
Had a foot injury.
The
White House says President Biden will give
well, I mean,
the commencement address at Howard
I'm
University and the Air Force Academy.
Are that
this is
way.
ABC
when
News.
People are
your hometown radio refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Donald Trump. So Donald Trump says, hey.
For Civic Media, I'm
Dame
Matt Mayer. Here's what you need to know. A motion requiring both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate approving hiring investigators was voted down by the Republican majority and the Joint Finance Committee this week. Democrats introduced the measure in response to Michael Gabelman's unsuccessful attempt to find voter fraud in the 2020 election. The two-year investigation, which found no evidence of fraud, cost taxpayers over $2 million. Gabelman was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, then later fired by Voss. after Gableman campaigned for the speaker's primary challenger. Wisconsin's DNR and the Department of Health Services advising only one meal per week of rainbow smelt from the Bay of Green Bay and associated tributaries up to the first dam. That includes portions of the Peshtigo, Oconto, and Menominee rivers. This comes after elevated levels of PFAS were found in rainbow smelt that were sampled from Green Bay. I'm Jay Matnair. This is Civic
Embassy in Jerusalem. He's doing all these things that people want.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
We know the fact is that it's
for Civic Media News.
I don't know any of this stuff.
Governor Evers issued a video statement yesterday to say the bill doesn't send enough money to local communities, and that it comes with too many strings attached.
To Hunter Biden, I think the whole appointment to that board of directors in Ukraine had a smell about it.
Evers objects to conditions the bill puts on places like Milwaukee to get all the state money they can.
Governor Scott Walker
tells the Journal Sentinel Donald Trump should be at the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee in August. The New York Times reports Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates.
In sports,
the Bucks are in the market for a new head coach and fired Mike Budenholzer yesterday. The Brewers are at San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Dunn, and this is Civic Media News.
It's definitely hybrid communism. It's a hybrid of cat.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 55 this afternoon under overcast skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 45. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Look, we've had this discussion before, and I know how many in this listening audience feels. But according to an ABC poll, Donald Trump, it has a 56.
A 52?
52. No, it says 58. Biden's approval rating dipped to 36%, down from February and just below his previous low in 2022, a significantly higher percentage of people. 56% disapprove of the job the president has done so far, and a majority of the Democrats surveyed, 58%, said they would rather Democrats pick someone else to be the presidential nominee. The worst part about this, Sandy, is we know that that's not going to happen. And only 32%, when asked if Biden has the mental sharpness it takes to serve effectively as president, only 32% said they believe he does, while 63% said they do not. Of those who said he does, not 94% were Republicans. 69% were independents and 21% were Democrats. Now, Donald Trump beats him soundly.
Yeah, 52% to whatever it was.
36.
So, you know, I think here, I without getting into the detail of whether this person, this actual person, is sound of mind and will be sound of mind in 2024 or will be in 2026 or 2028, I think that the administration has done a good job. I think that if anyone who's going to vote for Biden coming forward is actually voting for the team, they're voting for the administration. And I think that any unselfish captain of that team would realize that instead of being a positive in that process, they're a negative, because there is, you know, reason to be concerned about anyone who's elected at the age that he's being elected, that things happen to people as they get older that impair them, that disable them. And so the electorate is going to be forced to basically put that into the calculus of whether they want to vote for this Joe Biden campaign or this administration. Better
that he would set in motion right now the wheels for picking his successor that could run for the office in 2024. And whether that's Kamala Harris or somebody else, I think I'd probably vote for somebody else. But that's what ought to happen. I mean, there's just no question that instead of being a positive on the ticket, he's probably a negative. And this poll would certainly confirm that, that a significant percentage of people wish that the Democrats would pick a different candidate.
And to say that he's the only one that we know that we can choose that can beat Donald Trump, what does this say about the Democratic Party?
Well, it sounds like this poll belies that particular conclusion, because this poll, whether, you know, I don't know how...
And ABC, reputable.
ABC is a reputable, neutral pollster. No one's going to accuse them of running a biased poll.
Right.
Came up with the exact opposite conclusion, right? It would be interesting. I don't know if their poll also included the question of if an unnamed Democrat runs against Donald Trump, how does that person do? But my guess is, quite frankly, that they might do better.
You know, Sandy, and I know that, again, because I had this conversation several weeks ago, and the responses that I got clearly were people who said Joe Biden has done a good job. The question is not whether or not he's done a good job, right?
No. I mean, I think he has done a good job. I think his administration has. I think people out there looking at the good job would attribute some of that good job to the team. I mean, you know, let's face it, when you elect a president, you're electing a team, and the team is the policy impetus for the administration. I'm not very happy with Joe Biden's foreign policy. I'm quite happy with what he's accomplished domestically. So, I think that it's always a mix. And I think that this poll should open people's eyes, and hopefully it opens Joe Biden's eyes.
Well, there's also been polls, Sandy, that I agree with, by the way. Nobody wants to see Joe Biden and Donald Trump again. Is that the best that the nation can provide?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Come on.
It is a sorry commentary that we keep coming up with, you know, old names. I mean, the people talk about Joe Biden. Well, maybe how about Hillary Clinton? Come on, let's... Let's dip a little deeper into the bag of leadership, and let's come up with someone who's possibly closer in age to the majority of the electorate in America.
If you look at, and I looked at this, Sandy, when we were talking about this before, the lower rung of the presidents were in their 40s and 50s, and the highest age demographic prior to Biden and Donald Trump, people were in their 60s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're up to 80s. And that does matter, Sandy. That's a major change in the mindset of the American people over all those former presidents that guys were in their 40s.
Well, yeah,
their 50s.
It's the baby boomers.
60s.
It's the baby boomers' last gasp, quite frankly. I mean, it is the people who are calling these shots. We, the baby boomers, control the wealth of America right now. We definitely have our hands on the levers of power in America still, and apparently we aren't willing to let go. And you know, it's the boomers that would reach the conclusion, for instance, that Joe Biden was the necessary candidate. I doubt whether, if you went out and talked to millennials or the generations after the boomers, which candidate they would prefer, I think they could probably come up with a more varied list.
No question. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers are weighing in on bipartisan gun control legislation after the latest mass shooting, this one at an outlet mall in Allen, Texas. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells CBS.
It's a big bill. The administration has been slow to implement portions of it. Let's get it out, let's push it, and let's see what effect that has.
Police in Brownsville, Texas, looking for a motive after an SUV plowed into a crowd outside a migrant shelter, killing eight people. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Authorities say those victims include asylum seekers from Latin America. The border community is in shock. It's also been dealing with a major increase in the number of migrants crossing into the city.
Closing arguments set to begin in writer E. Jean Carroll's civil case accusing former President Trump of rape. CBS's Matt Piper.
Trump missed a Sunday deadline to testify in his own defense. It was not much of a surprise, though, as he has not shown up once during the two-week Manhattan trial.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com. Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6 inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. 2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
You know who it is?
Just listen to the music.
I do. I resurrected in my memory. Yeah. Petula Clark.
Petula Clark. But, yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, another horrific, horrific day. A couple days, and I don't know what's going on in Texas. Well, I know they've laxed.
Well, you know, Texas and California, they're big states, right?
So yeah.
California has, 20% of the country's population? Texas is pretty close
laxed.
On the heels.
They've laxed these laws.
Yeah, and they've allowed guns to be everywhere. It's a gun, sort of a gun-ridden society. But, you know, what's horrifying is that it was a week and a half ago when I heard on the radio that the 190th of the year mass killings had occurred. A mass killing being when more than four people are killed at once by
outside of the gunman.
Yeah, outside of the gunman. And so we've had a significantly larger, and I don't know how many it is, but
right.
It's definitely more than 190, and we haven't come anywhere close to the 190th day of the year. So we're averaging well over one of these a day in the United States. Belgrade has a shooting, has a killing, and it's immediately world news. Then they have a second one, and they decide to take extreme steps to try and deal with it because things like this don't happen other places. Norway had that mass killing, and we all know about it. We still know about it. But in the United States, people don't even know about 80% of these 190 that we've had. They've all just happened under the radar because it's not even news. You know, you kill more than four people in America, you don't even, it takes more than that to make a headline these days. It's terrible, you know, and now we're arming schools. I noticed the river in university school, they've decided to arm their security guards. You said off the air that they were talking about hardening schools with bulletproof windows. We're going to have armored personnel carriers as school buses. I mean, is that the response that we're going to have to guns? That's very dystopian. That seems like one of these movies you go to where it's the distant future and society has fallen apart and there's the personnel carrier out there to take your kid to school, and that's the way it is, you know? But we're just falling into it because we are so married to guns. We can't talk about it. Another legislature shut down one of their legislators for speaking up about gun controls. I mean, gun controls is apparently at the height of being an emotional issue and a political third rail. What the hell? What is going on with America?
You know, Sandy, all the other issues and things that happen in the nation that we don't address, and so we've got wars going on all over the place. The war in Ukraine, full-out war between Russia and Ukraine, and not as many people get killed in the full-out wars, didn't get killed in America in a year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you count the numbers of American citizens who continue to get slaughtered in this country, and Sandy, the worst part about it is we can't seem to even have a conversation. They won't even have a conversation about it. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. Well, there are solutions to this, and I think we've talked about this before. From, I believe it was 1996 to 2006, we had an assault weapons ban in this country, and there was a 70% lower chance of being killed in a mass shooting incident during that period.
Bill Clinton.
The statistics before that, it was a higher percentage, a higher chance of getting killed in a mass shooting incident, and it's only escalated since that ban expired. Now, I think it was 1994 that there was a huge mass shooting, 35 people killed in Port Arthur, Australia. The Australians did something about this, and we can too. The Australians instituted, I guess you'd call it a ban, but really it wasn't a total ban because people in Australia, it's a very programmed society, probably at least as much as this country, and they're allowed to keep such weapons provided they can provide reasonable reasons. You know, if you're out in the outback or you're hunting out there, maybe you need something like that. But there's special licensing provisions. They have to get permission. And in addition, when this ban in Australia came by, They also had a huge buyback of these weapons. Such a buyback in this country would be expensive, but a lot cheaper than people dying. Incidentally, the politician that originally proposed the ban in Australia actually got voted out of office because his constituents were so pro-gun, but he at least had the political will to follow through and to get that bill passed. We can do something like that in this country, and we've got to do it.
Well, things things can be done, but I'm not sure they will get done as a result of the value system that we're currently embracing. I just Googled to find out how many gun deaths there were. 2021, there were how many gun deaths do you think occurred in the United States in 2021? I'll tell you quickly.
20,000?
48,830. So what you were saying about deaths in war, absolutely right. We lose as many people in a year as the combatant countries in each of them lose in 1 year of warfare in Ukraine. And Ukraine is viewed as a very bloody conflict, with munitions being expended to the point where the munitions are being exhausted for each country.
You said 48,000 people in 2021 died of guns.
Gun-related deaths. Now, all of those weren't homicides, but, you know, some of those were suicides.
Yeah, but it's still at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're all caused by guns.
Right.
You know, and so guns kill people. Sometimes guns in the hands of people kill the person who's holding the gun. Sometimes they kill others. But, you know, people experience rage. That's part of human nature. The question is, what armament do you give to rage? And then how does that manifest itself? And, you know, if you give someone a single shooting gun and they have rage, they'll maybe kill one or two people. If you give them an AR-15, they can kill 56 people. You know, we've had deaths at large numbers of people killed in minutes, because most of these mass shootings only go on for 5 or 8 or 10 minutes. I mean, these are limited duration horrific events, and they're made horrific by the weaponry that's held by the maniac who's using them.
Well, you know, Sandy and Jack, Greg Abbott, again, the governor of Texas, said, well, we've got to address the mental illness, not the gun. And I keep saying to people, as somebody who has a son that is diagnosed with mental illness, so to have somebody argue the point that the mentally ill have a Second Amendment right to own guns according to the Constitution is shameful.
Well, and the other thing is that the profile of most of the people who do killings is not the profile of someone who's obviously mentally ill. Most of the time, most of the time, everyone in the neighborhood says, "I'm astounded this happened. This person, you know, human nature." And this notion of going postal, you know, that we talk about, you know, going postal is something that happens to people. It happens because they might have STD. It might happens because of all kinds of reasons, right? But, I mean, not STD, the PS, not
right.
STD. That was a Freudian, I guess. But, I mean, the fact is that flipping out is something that happens to human beings, and it doesn't necessarily happen on a predictable basis. And the notion that you're going to provide better mental care is not going to help the people who get shot, but with guns by people who have not manifested that kind of problem before.
So, Jack, again, the thing that troubles me the most is we just keep accepting it as the American people. I mean, there's no callers on this because it happens. It's not surprising to people anymore. It's almost like we've become immune to people being slaughtered, as long as it's not somebody we know, right? But at the rate we're going now,
that's the issue.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, that's an issue, and when it becomes personal, then you'll find some of these members of Congress changing their minds, but not all of them. You know, it's got to hit very close to home in Texas with, you know, and Abbott is certainly not interested in changing. The old saying, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. No, excuse me, people with guns kill people. And we can stop this by eliminating or regulating one of those two aspects, because there's only those two things, people with guns. And obviously, we're not going to eliminate people.
But, Jack, we do know, and Sandy, at the root of why we can't move it congressionally is lobbyists. It's the gun lobby.
Well, yeah, we can blame lobbyists, but what we ought to do is blame the people who are susceptible to lobbyists.
Okay.
Right. Who are the political figures who?
Yeah, because they don't have to.
They can listen to and ignore the lobbyist, but the lobbyists hold great sway because our political system is fraught with this problem of money talks, and money talks best in the dark. That's the loudest voice in the dark is the voice of money.
Sandy, I wonder if those statistics that you just mentioned for 2021,
yeah,
were mentioned more openly, and you hear 48,000 people killed,
yeah,
and not by you know, somebody outside of our nation, right? A threat from outside.
And incidentally, that same number for Japan, has a sizable population, right? If I look that up, I can assure you that it's 10 or less.
Yeah, so...
You know, so there are countries, Canada permits guns, right? But Canada's gun deaths are way smaller than ours.
Yeah, they're probably 10 or less.
Yeah, no, well, they aren't 10 or less, but I'm not talking about 10,000. Japan.
No, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, and so I'll look up Canada, but Canada does have some gun regulations. Their society is not as hung up
Sandy,
on guns.
Here's what kills me the most. We're spending all the money on the Pentagon, Sandy, to reassure the American people that we're going to be safe and no nation outside of our borders are going to endanger the lives of the American people. What about the danger inside the borders? It is more dangerous inside of our country.
Yeah.
You stand a better chance of being killed by someone with a gun in this country than you ever would by Russia. Or China?
That's more deaths. That's in 1 year, gun deaths that almost equal the number of deaths we had in all of our years in Vietnam,
yeah,
of our military. I mean, let's face it, we got boots on the ground in the United States. The problem is they aren't in U.S. uniforms. You know, the boots on the ground here are us, one another, and we're busily at war with each other.
Yeah, it is just so heartbreaking, because the number one cause of death for children, it's guns.
Yeah.
Sandy, come on. If nothing else, shouldn't that make us pause?
Suicide gun deaths are also a huge cause of death. I mean, you can look everywhere and find that guns, you know, all you have to do is talk to an emergency room physician, and you won't find a gun advocate amongst the emergency room physicians of America. That'd be a very rare breed, because those people see this every day.
Yeah. All right, got to go to a break. Thank you, Jack. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card, because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Coosa.
We're celebrating all mothers at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acoustics Sunday, May 14th. Moms will receive $10 rewards, play after earning 25 slot points, and be eligible to win hourly drawings for a basket filled with gifts as unique as a mother's love. Then every Saturday in May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. You could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams with our May Makeover promotion at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 51, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, 66. Cloudy, overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy.
It was PTSD, incidentally.
Oh,
just to get my initials right. I had faltered there in sort of a lame way.
Sandy, this debate or on the Republican side of things with what we need to get done as it relates to the debt ceiling and demanding what needs to be cut. Listen to this. And this is in today's New York Times. So the Republicans want the spending cuts, okay? Budget cuts in the GOP plan. They basically won't talk about, for the most part, what that is. But here's what it's going to be. Now, if they don't cut defense spending, if defense spending is not cut, then everything has to be cut 18%, right? If they're not going to cut defense spending, in the Republicans' plan, everything else
would have to average an 18%
cut. Let me tell you what some of those things are, Sandy. Veterans Medical, Health and Human Services, Education, Housing and Urban Development, Homeland Security, Justice, the States, Transportation, Agriculture, International Aid, NASA, Veterans Administration, Energy, Interior, Treasury, Labor, Social Security Administration, all cut by 18%. Commerce, Environmental Protection Agencies, and Corporations of Engineers. No, that's if they do cut defense by 18%. Everything cut by 18%. All these other things have to be cut by 18%. Now, if they don't cut defense, Health and Human Services, 51%. Education, 51%. Housing and Urban Development, 51%. Justice, 51%. States, 51%. Transportation, 51%. Agriculture, 51%. International Aid, 51%. Veterans, others, 51%. Energy, 51%. Interior, 51%. Treasury, 51%. Labor, 51%. Social Security Administration, 51%. Commerce, 51%. Environmental Protection Agency, 51%. Corps of Engineers, 51%. Others, 51%.
So then, if you say you decide that some of those are sacred and can't be cut 51%,
then it'll be even more.
Then the remainders have to get slashed unbelievably. Yes. I mean,
51% is unbelievable.
This is one of the problems. This is like the dog catches car kind of a problem. It's easy and fun to talk about a balanced budget, right? Let's have a balanced budget, but the devil is in the details. And unless somebody espousing a balanced budget wants to come forward with the details, it's the problem we have in Washington. We don't talk about details.
Well, these are the details.
Because the details need, if you talk about details, you're going to bring the defense budget into the discussion because you have to, right?
Right.
Because the defense budget is over half of our discretionary expenditures. If you don't cut it and you need to make up all this money, you're gonna slash everything else. And so we've got this problem in Washington of discipline, and in particular, a party like the Republican Party needs to talk about, okay, if not this, then what? And the then what has to include details so we can stop having this arm-waving discussion about balanced budgets, and we can start talking about fiscal and social discipline. What are the policies that are important to American people? And how do we finance them, and how big should they be? And I guarantee you that if we really got down to a disciplined discussion about all this, the thing that would be on the stove in terms of the hot pan would be the defense budget. And it's one of the reasons, I guess, that we're afraid to talk about fiscal discipline.
Sandy, how can in 2023 you talk about cutting Health and Human Services 50%?
Well, or talk about
or education,
or talk about sacred cows, Homeland Security.
Yes,
right? That's not going to get cut. So you look at the ones that are sacred on a bipartisan basis, like particularly to the Republican side, the conservative side, and you realize that, well, defense isn't going to get cut under the rubric of the current processes in Washington, Homeland Security. So you can list the ones that aren't going to get cut. All of a sudden you realize, well, these other ones have to get eliminated.
Environmental Protection Agency. I mean, these aren't just small-time agencies. These all have major impact in the lives of the American people.
Actually, what was interesting to me, I saw a snippet of candidate Robert Kennedy's, and you know, he was taking on the defense budget. So I have to say, while I think he's a flake in many ways, what he was doing about the defense budget appealed to me. Okay, and one of the things he pointed out is that, you know how much money is in the federal budget for the EPA? $12 billion.
It's
a drop in the bucket. It's like there's nothing there, you know. So, you know, the way we expend money and the things we talk about as being big problems are just social issues and not fiscal issues.
Sandy, so what I do understand is these conversations you and I have, people may say they're egghead conversations. But they're not egghead conversations. If you cut labor by 51%, if you cut Social Security Administration by 51%, the Corps of Engineers, the Treasury, the Interior, Veterans, International Aid, Agriculture. Sandy, what have we done to the country and to the citizens of the country?
Well,
we can't clearly, some of those things should be sacred cows.
Well, we've been fooling ourselves ever since the second Bush administration, but maybe ever since Reagan and the trickle-down notion that we can run a government on substantial deficits. And what we're really doing is fooling ourselves as to what our tax level needs to be. We look at our tax level and say, look how nice and low ours are compared to the European taxes. Well, maybe it's because the European countries are operating on a sounder basis. They're providing more value to Tom, Dick, and Mary within their society, and they also are not running the scale of deficits that we run.
So Sandy, we've got to go to a break, but we're going to come back to this subject because it's so critically important and people really need to need to hear this. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Sandy.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
ABC News.